马太福音第十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20。
那里就是说呢，耶稣说你们无论在哪里奉我的名聚会啊。
Or it says Jesus said that wherever you are, as long as there are two or three people gathering in my name.
那我就在你们中间。
I'm in your midst.
我觉得这是我们聚会最重要的一件事。
That's the most important part of our meeting.
不论是小组聚会或者教会的聚会。
Doesn't matter if there's a small group meeting or a meeting at church.
或者是圣经的教导。
Or teaching from the Bible.
最重要的就是我们是来到主面前。
The most important thing is that we come before the Lord.
还让我们这个与主同在的这一个意识感。
So the sense of his presence
可以啊，能够不断的增加
can increase continuously
增加到一个地步
to a certain extent
我们能够随时看到耶稣
at any given time we can see Jesus
在我们的聚会中
in our meeting
还有在我们的生活中
or in our daily life
那个神的同在不是单单在聚会里
His presence is not just in the meeting,
更是在我们的生活里面
but more in our daily life.
不是这一两个小时
not just this one of the hours,
而是一天二十四小时他都与我们同在
but 24 hours a day, he's with us.
那这个短短的这个 email 跟大家分享
This short message I'll share with him.
就是他说连续三个月的课程啊
He says, this,Class in the past 3 months.
我们亲眼看到神的手、神的大能和神的工作在我们当中。
We witness His hand, His word, and His might, in our midst.
And He's working in our midst. 这是这个课时所说的。
That's what this attendance says.
他说有一位姐妹多年前呢曾经参加过你的特会。
A sister who has gone to your meeting many years ago.
神感动她上课以前半小时就来到课时先祷告。
God prompted her to come before a half hour prior to the meeting and pray.
我相信我们这个主日的聚会
I believe our Sunday meeting
如果我们都能够早半个小时来
If we could all come a half hour earlier
这个聚会会越来越好。
This meeting will be getting better and better.
你能够感觉到神的同在和越来越真实。
You can sense God's presence is so real.
他说台湾上课的时间好像是晚上七点钟。
It's 7 p.m. at night at Taiwan's time.
七点钟其实我们上课是台湾时间晚上七点半。
Actually, it's 7:30 in the evening. Taiwan's local time.
他说七点钟一到呢就有许多人来。
When seven, many people have come.
而且开始感受到圣灵就在我们当中运行。
And start sensing Holy Spirit is moving among us.
我们不得不安静下来。
We have to stay quiet.
静默在神的面前。
And stay still in front of him.
课程结束以后
After the class ends,
大家都不想离开
No one wants to leave.
这个课室好像一个教会
This classroom is like a church.
好像一间医院
It's also like a hospital.
但是圣灵啊亲自在服侍我们每一个人
Holy Spirit himself ministers to us, every one of us.
大家在灵里吃饱了喝足了就默默地回家
We're all filled up and drink enough, then we depart quietly.
课程的最后一堂课
The last class
圣灵大大的浇灌我们
Holy Spirit poured down.
Holy Spirit was poured out mightily upon us. 发现每一次的分享都不再停留在知识或者是语言上
Every testimony is no longer just about language or knowledge.
更多的是我们的生命如何的被改变。
More is about how our life has been changed.
我想下面我就可以不读了。
I will skip the last part.
任何一个聚会
Any meeting?
最重要的两件事
There are two things that are most important.
第一件就是神的同在
First one is God's presence.
第二就是我们的生命被改变
The second part is our life being changed.
因为神在哪里
Wherever God is
哪里就有生命的改变
There is change by Holy Spirit
所以我就是今天把这个这个如何参与圣灵带领的聚会
That's why I'm distributing this article The Holy Spirit Led Mass Meetings
我觉得我们需要一些教导
We need some teaching
就是啊关于如何的来让圣灵带领我们的聚会
That is how that we can have a meeting that's led by Holy Spirit
让圣灵来带领聚会
A Holy Spirit led meeting
有很多好处
Has many benefits
第一呢我们要学习不要做什么
The first one, the first thing to learn is that we should do nothing
第二呢我们要学习完全来依靠神
The second point is to learn that we will rely on God
这个学习依靠神呢是我们一个基本的功课
It's a basic lesson we have to learn to lean upon him
那第三呢
The third point
让神可以自由的在聚会中这样来运行来做工
God can move and work freely in our meeting
所以无论是我们个人的信心
So it doesn't matter it's our personal belief
还有我们的忍耐
Or our patience、
啊、
Endurance
不要依靠自己
Don't rely on yourself.
不依靠我们的自己聪明智慧和能力。
Don't rely on our own intelligence and our ability.
那是完全的来信靠神。
But completely put yourself on the Lord.
当我们这样把这个聚会的主权呢交给神的时候
When we give you the authority,
神就可以自由的做工。
God can work among us freely.
因为只有他知道我们每一个人的需要。
Only he knows our needs.Everyone of us.
Only God knows the needs of each one of us. And he knows how to meet those needs.
Yes, Jesus.
In his own way. So, 当我们把这个聚会完全的交给圣灵来带领的时候
Therefore, when we give the meeting completely to be led by the Spirit,
我们就会有奇迹发生
Miracles happen.
好像这一个 email 是说的
Like what it says here in the email
他们就是来上课吃饱了喝饱了
They come to class and they are fed
然后呢就悄悄地回家
And they go home quietly
可是他们发现他们的生命都被改变
But they realize their life all have been changed
为什么改变呢
Why the change
是圣灵做了工
It's the Holy Spirit
所以我就说我们也许从下一个主日开始
So maybe starting from the next Sunday
yeah, 我们能够每一次都能够有一点时间、啊、来讲到那个圣灵带领的聚会
Every time we spend a little bit to talk about Holy Spirit led meeting
yeah, 我们把这个那篇文章啊，将也用 emailscan 寄给大家啊
John scanned the email this article to everyone
我特地呢把它印出来
But I still print it out
这样的话呢我们可以带着身边呢可以这样阅读
Therefore we can take it with us and read
你要要看的不止一遍两遍
You should read more than one time
你看的越多越好
It's better that you do more than one time.
这里面讲到了好几件事情。
Many things that are mentioned here.
怎么样在聚会中来参与。
How to participate in the meeting.
怎么样来让圣灵来带领。
How to be led by the Holy Spirit.
譬如在这个第五页。
For example, on page 5.
第五页。或者是第四页的最后一段。
Well, last paragraph on page 4.
这个是一个很重要的提醒。
It's a very important reminder.
他说 sometimes when people come together, it is evident that they have been living carelessly.
有些时候当人们聚集在一块的时候他非常明显很多人是随意的过他们自己的生活。
Perhaps they have been visiting or talking too much.
他们也许已经谈太多了或者到处跑。
在这个 Ridgewood 的教会纽约
Ridgewood, the church in New York.
它有两个堂聚会上面跟下面的。
Yes, two halls, the upper hall and lower hall.
Yeah. 那个下面的堂啊，你下去的时候
，when you go down，
在那个楼梯，你下楼梯的时候
，in the stairway，
你就会看到有一块牌子。
There's a sign that says，
那个牌子它就是说
，sign says，
please talk to God first on your knees。
请先来到神的面前，跪下来跟他说话。
Before speaking to others，
在你跟任何人开始说话之前，
这是很特别的。
That's a very special reminder。
我没有看到别的教会有这样一个提醒。
I have never seen this type of a reminder any other church。
有时候我们自己并不觉得。
Sometimes we don't feel that way。
但是啊，话说多了。
But when we talk too much，
会消耗我们的灵。
It actually diminishes the spirit。
会。消耗我们的灵会啊，就是啊、英文呢应该是啊啊、consume or wear out， 会啊影响我们的灵。
It consumes or wear out， wears out the spirit in us。
所以圣经啊才教导哈，我们要寡言。
That's why the Bible teaches to talk less。
而且圣经说哈。这个一个愚昧的人，如果他少说话，也是他的聪明。
Also, Bible says that a foolish can, a fool looks better when he speaks less.
可是我要说的哈，就是说，有时候我们不觉得。
But my point is that sometimes we don't realize that.
我们话多了哈，
会 talk too much，
消耗我们的灵性。
That actually wears out our spirit.
就好像我们在世界上的生活多了
，like in the world，
活动多了
，we have done too much，
会消耗我们的灵。
It consumes our spirit.
那么如何能够恢复呢
？How we can recover from this？
好像那个吴老牧师说的，我们就是来等候神才能恢复。
Like the pastor。What of God has reminded us that we come and wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, 就是好像大卫的诗篇呢，23篇说，你苏醒我的灵魂。
It's also like a word David said in Psalm chapter 23, you revive my soul.
Or restore my soul.
Yeah.
我们并不知道there are things in the world that consume our soul.
我们并不知道
damage to our soul，
我们不知道世界上的事情真的消耗我们的灵性。
And even too much talk，
当我们讲太多的事，当我们话太多的事，
也会啊 consume our spirit，
也会消耗我们的灵性。
所以他这里说，也许来到聚会当中啊，说话太多了。
Therefore, that's why he says here, sometimes we come to a meeting talking too much.
That,就是因为这样。Anyway, they do not see the Lord at once.
很多时候他们并没有办法马上的看见神。
因为他少讲话哈，他的灵就是向着神的。
When they talk less, their spirit is toward the Lord.
我常常在各地鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Everywhere I'll encourage brothers and sisters.
跟人的谈话。
When you talk
less. 不要太多。
Talk less.
跟神的讲话要加多。
Always talk to the Lord more.
因为我们跟神讲话的时间不够多。
Because we don't spend enough time talking to the Lord.
好，这个是前面他的一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
然后他就说，他说 ，Then the Holy Spirit endeavors to call their attention to Jesus.
圣灵非常努力的想要把我们的注意力转移到耶稣的身上。
As we call in tongues and interpretation might be given.
在方言跟方言的翻译上，他也许将这个来赐给我们。
他就是要大家来注意耶稣。
He is asking us to pay attention to Jesus.
那这个聚会呢，在 Ridgewood 哈，我去参加过的哈，常常有。
This means that I have attended at Ridgewood. This happens often.
在他们聚会里头，常常有人说方言，看方言。
In their meeting, tongues were given, and also there will be interpretation.
现在好像不太多了。
It's not as frequent as.
我说的是上一代的。
I was talking about the previous generation.
特别有一个老弟兄。
Especially there's an old brother.
他就是有这个说方言的恩赐。
He has a gift of tongue.
他 受感就说方言。
When he was prompt, he speaks in tongues.
然后呢，在台上或者聚会中就有人翻译出来。
Yeah, on the platform or in the meeting, someone will translate.
往往呢，就把人的注意力啊，就转移到耶稣身上。
That brings our attention to Jesus himself.
而且提醒人说耶稣在这里。
And so reminds us that Jesus is here.
当有这样一个情况时候呢，他说 presently, there comes a change over the whole meeting.
当这个发生的时候，这个聚会会被会被改变。
The whole meeting is lifted.
这整个聚会会被提升。
What has happened?
发生什么事呢
？Hearts have responded to the call.
我们的心回应神的呼召。
They have recognized him and become abandoned to the Holy Ghost.
他们自己完全将自己拒绝给这个圣灵。
注意这句话哈 ，This is absolutely essential.
Pay attention to this sentence. 这是绝对的必要。
To a real Pentecost meeting.
对呀，你也想要一个全面的五旬节的聚会。
他这个说 ，They recognized him， 就是认识了耶稣在这里。
Here he says， 你看到你承认神的同时，就知道神在这里。
然后 become abandoned to the Holy Ghost，
把我们自己拒绝给圣灵，
就是你自己哈完全放手。
It is that you let go.
It's like you surrender yourself totally，
就像你完全的降服你自己
，your mind, your thoughts, and even your body，
你的能力、你的思想以及你的身体
，and if you do so, the Holy Spirit will come and take over.
你如果这样做的话，圣灵会来接管。
And then he can use you.
然后圣灵就可以使用你。
Or use me.
或使用我。
As we surrender ourselves.
当我们将我们弃绝给。
这个 abandon 就是完全放弃自己的意思。
Abandon means a complete surrender.
那下面一句我再读一读就停在那里哈。
I'm gonna stop. 它
这是一个 warning, 这是一个警告。There is the danger of becoming formal.
有一个危险就是我们会把这个习以为常。
成为一个形式了。
成为一个形式。
One, two, three songs. And then testimonies. And then prayer, etc., etc.
我们会唱几首歌然后做见证然后就这样这样这样。
那这样的话呢这个圣灵就受到拦阻啊。
That way, Holy Spirit is hindered.
不能够来聚会中自由的运行。
And the Holy Spirit cannot move freely among
us. 然后他说 how much more wonderful.
接下来又说这时候很美好。
When Jesus can bring us to himself.
当耶稣可以带我们到他自己那里去。
And minister his own light to us.
而且将他自己的生命启示给我们。
好像我刚才念那个 email， 他们在台湾就是要经历到。
Just like an email that I just read, they have experienced that.
而且这个视讯上课最后一课不仅是台湾，在大陆，在中国大陆，
this
在香港。
This class is not only just available in Taiwan, but also available in China.
我们还没有接到很多的报告。
We haven't received enough reports yet.
有几个报告就说到。
Some have come in.
他们有的人被圣灵充满。
Some were filled by a spirit.
有的人第一次说方言。
Some speak in tongues.
有的人呢就哭，在聚会里就痛哭。
Some wept in the meeting.
痛哭哈，就是圣灵在他身上做了很深的医治的工作。
Weeping is a healing that the Holy Spirit has worked in that person.
我们看不到，但是圣灵做的工作很深刻。
We cannot see it, but that's a deep work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们回去好好把这篇文章看一看。
Read this after you go home.
那我们以后在讲的时候呢，你的印象就比较深刻。
When we talk about it, you will understand what we're saying.
因为这里面有好多我要解释的。
There are many things that I'm going to explain in this article.
要扩大，要把它加以解释。
And also, I will emphasize and expand.
好吧，我们现在就开始播饼啊。
We're going to start the meeting service.
今天时间长了一点。
Sorry. It went a little long.
可是主在这里。
The Lord is here.
预备我们的心来得饼啊。那个，我只要读一个地方的圣经。
要不要？
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
这个是跟领圣餐薄饼是有关系的。
It's about taking the communion.
那个第二章第第二章四十四节
Chapter 2 verse 44、
yeah. 信的人都在一处
Those who believe gather together
凡物公用
They share
并且卖了田产家业
And sold their properties
照个人所需用的分给个人
And、then distribute the profit、among those who are in need
刚才我们所提到的哈那个彼此相爱
What we just mentioned about loving each other.
他们因为完全被圣灵充满了。
Because they are filled by Holy Spirit.
完全被圣灵所占有了。
They are occupied by Spirit.
所以他们内有自己的。
So they no longer have themselves.
他们的东西不觉得是自己的。
The property are no longer theirs.
所以凡物公用。
So they share.
甚至于那些有财产家业的人。
And also those who have properties.
他们都卖了他们的财产呢来分给所有需要的人
They sow what they have and share with those who are in need
我们如果学习让圣灵来带领聚会
If we learn to be led by spirit for a meeting
我们会渐渐的会进到这样一个真正完全的合一里面
Gradually we'll enter into this true unity
This real and complete unity All unity 46节
verse 46
他们天天同心合意的
Every day they in unity
在圣殿里且在家中擘饼
In the temple and also at home they take bread
存着欢喜诚实的心用饭
With a joyful heart they had a meal
因为他们这样彼此相爱这样的同心合意
Because they love the way they love each other
所以47节呢就说到
Verse 47
It says, 主就将得救的人天天加给他。
Lord added to them, the people to be saved every day.
The Lord added such as are to be saved daily. Daily, 每天我把得救的人加给他。
Every day.
因为他们中间啊是这样的合一。
Because of their, in unity.
There was such unity, there was such love.
因为这样的合一跟爱。
And therefore, they provided a condition.
因此这样有一个有一个环境。
For the Lord to add new converts to the church daily.
所以神可以将得救人加给他们每一天。
所以我相信当我们这样学习彼此相爱同心合一的时候
I believe when we learn to love each other and stay united.
我相信神会带领更多人来。
God will bring more people.
可是我们要学习的。
But what we have to learn.
就是让圣灵来充满我们。
Is to be filled by the Spirit.
让圣灵来占有我们。
To be occupied by the Spirit.
然后呢来带领我们每一个聚会。
And to lead us a meeting, every meeting.
我们礼拜三、礼拜五晚上、礼拜五下午祷告，就是为这个主日上午的聚会祷告。
We pray for this meeting on Wednesday and Friday.
那这个聚会哈，能够越来越好。
That this meeting can become better and better.
最重要就是神的同在越来越多。
Yes.
His presence can be more and more.
生命呢越来越多的被改变。
And life can be changed.
所以人多那个还不是最主要的。
And it's not about the, number of attendants.
好像很自然的。当我们由这个当初教会的这个光景。
When we learn from the,
when we were in the same condition as they were in.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Lord would add new converts.Would bring new people to us.
Yeah, 神会加添更多人给我们。
到一个地步，他们天天都擘饼。
To some extent, they break bread every day.
你看我们是一个月擘饼一次。
You see, we have a communion service once a month.
他们是天天擘饼。
They did that every day.
为什么
？Why?
复活的耶稣在他们当中。
That's because the resurrected Jesus is.
他们天天在神的同在里。
So every day they lived in.
天天活在那神的爱里面。
Every day I lived in God's
love. 而且他们彼此相爱。
And also they love each
other. 在一起吃饭的，一面赞美神，一面存着欢喜诚实的心。
They ate together and praised the Lord.